Hey, this is Derek, and you're listening to Skepticality, an official podcast of Skeptic Magazine, for Tuesday, September 29th, 2009.
Back to another episode of Skepticality. I'm Swoopy, and to my left is my co-host Derek Colanduno, and we are here to bring you another episode of our podcast that conducts interviews with skeptics and scientists from around the world and all walks of life, along with a discussion of extraordinary claims, revolutionary ideas, and the promotion of that little thing that explains to us how the world goes round, a little thing we like to call
science.
Cannot believe it's time for another show. It feels like we just did one. Fall has been a busy time for skepticism. We do now have some great audio from DragonCon that we will be very shortly making available, as well as some very exciting interviews just around the corner with people so incredibly diverse and interesting. But shh, we can't talk about it yet. In news of the skeptic world this weekend is TAM London. If you're not there yet or have plans to be there, you're pretty much out of luck, as the Amazing Meeting London is and has been sold out. But for those of us here across the pond in the colonies, the Center for Ethics and Religion at Queen's College, Charlotte, North Carolina, in cooperation with Charlotte Popfest and the Bancroft Science Author Series, will present Dr. Richard Dawkins speaking on his new book, The Greatest Show on Earth, The Evidence for Evolution, on Wednesday, October 14th, 2009, at 7 p.m. in Dana Auditorium on the Queen's University of Charlotte campus. The talk is free and open to the public, but tickets are required, and this event is also sold out. But there will be a Skeptics in the Pub Charlotte prior to the event that is available for everyone to attend, even if you don't have a ticket to the talk. And we'll have details about that coming up later in the show. Speaking of Charlotte Popfest, the first ever concert of its type, with proceeds benefiting the Richard Dawkins Foundation for Reason and Science, a three-day festival featuring a whole passel of amazing events and headlined by The Posies, Jill Sobule, and The Smithereens, organized by local Charlotte musician and skeptic Mr. James Deem, took place just this past weekend, and we were there, representing the Skeptic Society, alongside local groups like the Charlotte Atheists and Agnostics, and other national groups like the Center for Inquiry. I got to briefly hang out not only with amazing artists like Ms. Jill Sobule, all weekend long with a fabulous group of freethinkers, and my new BFF, Debbie Goddard, from the Center for Inquiry at Amherst. So, some of you might be wondering, okay, first DragonCon, a sci-fi convention, and now Charlotte Popfest, a music festival. Why does this matter and what does this have to do with skepticism? Well, these are good questions, but thankfully, I also have good answers. Before someone thought outside of the box, thought about skeptical activism, thought about different kinds of community outreach, they probably wouldn't have made sense. The key to making a difference in the skeptical movement is really very simple. It's taking what you can do, what is in your personal wheelhouse, and finding a way that it can make more people aware of the benefits of critical thinking, about the importance of talking about not taking science education in our schools for granted, and for ensuring the rights of secular humanists, freethinkers, skeptics, atheists, and agnostics everywhere. Derek and I are podcasters. We're also sci-fi geeks and convention nerds. We had the ability to add programming for skeptics to an already huge arena at DragonCon. That was something we could do. James Deem is a musician who has become a passionate skeptic. He is also a father of young kids, and in the conservative area in which he lives, he has concerns about the quality of science education in their schools. He turned his music festival into a benefit for an organization that already champions a cause important to him. He invited bands from all over the world to participate, and he invited Dr. Richard Dawkins to speak. He made that happen in his community. Something he was doing anyway became an event that benefits us all. Lest anyone wonder if something like a musical festival benefiting reason and science matters, consider what happened on the first day of Charlotte Popfest.
Science and religion butting heads at a music festival in Charlotte. I'm stuck in a bad way. WBTV On Your Side has learned all proceeds from the Charlotte Pop Festival will go to support an organization that promotes atheism. And some of these same bands are actually part of Charlotte's family-friendly festival in the park this weekend. WBTV's Tom Rossi following this story all new at 11. He's on your side live in West Charlotte. Tom?
Yeah, Tony, last year the Charlotte Pop Fest gave all the money it made to an international children's charity. Certainly no controversy there, but this year it's a different story. Tonight, Charlotte's Pop Fest 09 got underway. It's going on all weekend long with some well-known bands coming to town. Organizer James Deem.
It's really a celebration of this music and raising money for a good cause.
But not everyone would consider the Richard Dawkins Foundation a good cause. Dawkins is one of the best-known evolutionists in the world, but also a major champion of atheism, even writing a book called The God Delusion. For most of the weekend, the Pop Fest will be at Queen's University's Dana Auditorium, but on Saturday, bands from Popfest will be playing on the main stage at Charlotte's ultra-popular Festival in the Park.
I don't believe in not believing, if you know what I'm saying.
Festival in the Park attendee Debbie Antrazzi isn't sure what she thinks about bands from a festival promoting a major evolutionist and atheist playing here.
If they start going around saying, no, you shouldn't do, you know, believe in this or you shouldn't believe in that, that's when I don't push buttons.
The organizer who booked Festival in the Park's main stage says the bands are supposed to just play music, not promote any points of view. He tells me he doesn't agree with the Dawkins Foundation, and when I asked if Festival in the Park was paying any money that could wind up going to it, he said, quote, not just no, but hell no. Deem says Popfest is simply doing this.
I'm just trying to raise awareness for science and science education, so it's just really important.
But some just don't like the group he's raising money for. And the organizer of Popfest said that he lost a sponsor over his decision to support the Richard Dawkins Foundation and had to cancel a couple bands as a result. Live tonight, I'm Tom Rousey, WBTV, on your side.
All right, really interesting story. Tom, the Festival in the Park organizer we talked to said he didn't know at first the bands he was booking were part of an event promoting evolution.
Even something like a music concert can be made controversial by groups who feel that evolution not only isn't important, but perhaps is a danger to them and their community. A scientific theory that is recognized and believed nearly the world over, with the exception of countries like the United States and Turkey, where polling data tells us that it may be only 15% of our population believe in evolution. Some polls show it as high as 26%, but still, less than half of the U.S. believes that evolution is the true mechanism by which life on Earth has come to be as we know it today. Even bigger projects that are embraced in other countries continue to face controversy here in the United States. Creation is a biographical film about the life of Charles Darwin. It is directed by John Amiel and stars married couple Paul Bettany and Jennifer Connelly as Charles and Emma Darwin. John Colley wrote the script based on Randall Keynes' biography of Darwin titled Annie's Box. The film had its world premiere on September 10, 2009 at the Toronto International Film Festival as the opening night gala presentation, the first non-Canadian film since 1996 to be so honored. Though the current economic climate and the fact that this quiet docudrama is not the sort of generally considered box office blockbuster material may be a factor, the film's producers have stated that the United States was one of the last countries to find a distributor for the film for release because of the overwhelming majority of creationists in this country that oppose evolution. Distribution for the film Creation was only finalized in the last week or so, and the film is due to be released in December. National Center for Science Education Executive Director Eugenia Scott was quoted as saying about the film, "I believe it to be a thoughtful, well-made film that will change many views of Darwin held by the public for the good." Residents of other countries, perhaps those bookish Europeans who helped make the amazing Meeting London a sold-out event, often write to us wondering why we talk about intelligent design and about the fight to keep evolution and science in our classrooms. In places like Iceland, Sweden, France, the United Kingdom, and Japan, where belief in evolution is around 80%, this is almost a non-issue. As part of both recent events that I participated in, Skeptrack at Dragon Con and Charlotte Popfest, I've met many, many new skeptics who didn't know there were groups out there that specifically uphold and support this unfortunately minority worldview. As I mentioned, I got to hang out with the Charlotte Atheists and Agnostics group at Charlotte Pop this weekend, and I asked them to talk a little bit about what brought them to the group in the first place and why they thought it was important.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
WCAA.
Yeah, WCAA. And Charlotte, North Carolina. We're coming to you live. Call the wacky, wacky line. This is Bulldog and the Snake.
Are you Bulldog or the Snake?
Oh, I'm the Snake.
And your name is?
Yes.
So I'm here with a group of awesome Charlotte atheists that came to Charlotte Pop Fest to help support the Richard Dawkins Foundation for Reason and Science. And so I want to pass it around. I want everybody to introduce themselves, talk about, you know, if it's awesome to be here, why you came, and some of the things that your group is doing here locally and all that stuff.
I'm Tui. I came out basically because science is extremely important, and we need more of it in Charlotte, as you could tell from our population. And the CAA is out here. We're here to, you know, just show our support, and Skepticality is here, and we love you guys. You know, I want a group hug later. You know,
I'm Will, and I'm out here to support science also. I mean, I think it's, you know, just growing up here, and I understand exactly how important science is for this area. And I'm here to, you know, just let everybody know.